Our summer readers during the past 3 months have included a critic.
I usually get books for reviewing, and that's always fun because they just come out of the blue. It's sort of like meeting somebody unexpectedly.
A librarian.
We did a surveying and asked what their favorite books were, and I guess most of the responses are what I consider items for our subversive literature shelf.
A brigadier general.
Even on deployment, I take books. Even in Iraq last time, I found I had time to read.
A playwright.
I just finished The Curtain by Milan Kundera, which was wonderful. I have a crush on him. That's what I can say.
And this week, you. Here's what some of you read this summer.
My name is Marion Moore. I live in Harvey, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. I just finished reading Cripple Creek by James Salas. One character is a policeman who has been to prison because he shot his partner. He ends up getting more or less drafted into being a policeman in a small town because he's the most qualified person. And it's his adjustment to becoming involved in society again when he is somewhat of a loner. My usual guilty pleasure, trashy vampire novels. They're full of romance and sex, and you can finish them in the afternoon, practically.
I'm Deborah Lear from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I read a book called What is the What? The author is Dave Eggers. It's about a Sudanese boy who leaves his village and becomes part of what we call the Lost Boys of Sudan. And it was thrilling to read. I mean, it's a page-turner. Just like, oh, I don't want to finish this book because I might not find another book this good to read again.
I'm Shelley Don. I live in Denver, Colorado. I'm an attorney here in Denver. This summer, I have been reading a book by Robert Fisk called The Great War for Civilization, which is a marvelous, detailed memoir of his 35 or 40 years as a war correspondent in the Middle East. It helps to bring into sharp relief the issues of religious conflict and political struggles in Iraq, Iran, Algeria. All of these things are come to life in a way that we don't generally get to read in our daily papers. Love to read. Love the thought of having a book, holding a book. And I can find a quiet spot around 4 or 5 a.m. and spend an hour or two before the sun comes up and, just have a cup of tea and spend an hour or two reading.
This is NPR News.